Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, you spend a lot of time on the pitfalls inherent in each of us traders. And this is a question coming from a reader, by the way. What are the most common broker red flags we should be avoiding?
Yeah, this is a good question. I think overall, the most common complaints about brokers are unfounded, which I know is kind of controversial. So if you think about it, first of all, let's just be real. Like, there are dodgy brokers, no doubt, okay? And that's just a fact of life. And it's often like, you know, futures traders, you hear people like futures traders point to Forex and say, oh, it's a bunch of, you know, it's a bunch of baloney, Forex. It's a big scam because the brokers are all dodgy. But that's not true. That's not true. I mean, if you think about it, if you're running a business and you start stealing money from people, which is basically what dodgy brokers do, then you're going to get a bad reputation. And I know for a fact, like here in Australia, there's one broker that doesn't even market anymore. They actually kind of like have an introducing broker that does all their marketing for them because they basically burned their reputation into, you know, ashes. So it does happen. And I've had accounts with dodgy brokers. And here's what I would say. There's a couple of things that you can look at. One, you can look at where they're based and where they're regulated. Now, that's not going to tell you everything, but it'll tell you something. So, you know, you need to ask, why would someone be based in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, right? I mean, it could be like tax purposes. It could be because they want to take on U.S. clients and they don't want to be based in the U.S. and get slapped. Could be lots of reasons why. So that's one thing. Obviously, if you go with a broker who's regulated in the United Kingdom, in the United States, Australia, and even places like Singapore and New Zealand and Canada, those are great places to look for brokers, right? So that's one thing, is to look at where their head office is, where they are regulated, right? The other thing is, because you can actually have a broker who's in the United Kingdom, but their main office is in Malta, so they're not actually kind of subject to the same regulations that a broker would be if their head office was in London. So you have to be careful there. But here's the thing. If you are concerned about your broker and, you know, and you've looked at where they're regulated and everything, you feel pretty good about it, the best thing you can do is test them, okay? Now, this is how I do it, and you guys feel free to do however you want, but this is how I do it. Okay, you open up an account with your broker, and then fund it, and then immediately withdraw it. This is a trick I learned from one of our fellow traders at one of the masterminds we did. And this is a great idea. And the reason why is because you want to see how the process works. You want to see if they start asking you questions. I used to have a broker, every time I sent through withdrawal, they would say things like, why do you need this? And, you know, that doesn't really matter. It's my money. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. So I would start writing smart ass things like, oh, I'm going to buy my wife some flowers. We're going to go on holiday. You know, I would always like come with this funny thing like, oh, I'm going to go buy a pair of shoes, or, you know what I mean? Like, it was ridiculous if they asked that question on the withdrawal process. And you'll see how long it takes, how fast it is, if they badger you, things like that. So that's good to know. Then you can fund it again. Now, here's what you do. After you've traded for about a month, you're going to find out if they're going to start slipping you. And most brokers will start slipping you a bit. But ideally, you're trading the higher time frames. It's not going to hurt that much. Now, what you want to do is you can open up another account with the same broker. And ideally, if you can, like in someone else's name, like maybe your wife or your friend or whatever. And then what you do is you do the same trades. So you do the same trades that you're doing on the account that's 2 months old, as you do with the new account, and you can compare and see if those trades are slipped, like in terms of their targets and their entries and all that. Ideally, you could use a software that would will copy it and will copy the same trades on from one account to the other, whatever. But you can just do it manually too. The point here is you want to see the difference between what a new account looks like versus your account that's been flagged as an A account, and they start doing whatever they do. So that's the main test that I like to do, because you will see the difference between the two accounts. Ideally, there's a perfect match, but sometimes there isn't. So the biggest things to look for here are if they drag their feet when you ask for withdrawal, which you will find out immediately if you do what I recommend. And the second thing is how do they basically mess with you once they've identified you as an A trader or a profitable trader. So those are really the two big things. I know people have talked about in the past, and even I've talked about in the past about the size of the broker. It doesn't really matter how much they have in deposits. It doesn't really matter if it's segregated. You know, they can, all that stuff, they can have lots of money in deposits. They can be segregated and they can still go bust. So, you know, don't, if you've got $200,000 that's your trading capital, I would never, ever, ever give one broker $200,000. I would probably break it up into like three or four, maybe even five if you can swing it. And you give five brokers $20,000. Do something like that. The leverage you get is going to be plenty in most cases, even if you're only at 100-1. And that way, you know, if one of them goes bust, you don't get into trouble. So basically, that's what I would do. Just you want to see if they're going to drag their feet when they withdraw. It doesn't really matter if they have a lot of deposits. It doesn't really matter if it's segregated. Things can still happen. They can get caught, especially if they're an ECN. They can get caught in fast market moves, as we've seen with FXCM. They can also, you can also just have someone dodgy running the company and they steal all the money. Like, do you know what I mean? There's nothing you can do about that. So yeah, the best thing you can do is not give your broker all of your trading money. That's really bad in either case. Just don't, go find someone else. There's plenty of brokers out there. That's the good news. The good news is you can find other brokers out there. So that's what I would do. And I know it's a common thing to blame the broker. Remember, the other thing you have to do, take responsibility for your own trade. It's not, sometimes we blame the boogeyman and when really it's us. So if you're having a losing streak because you're not sticking to your strategy, that's you. That's not the broker. That's what I would recommend. It's not as big a problem as most people think. And hopefully that works.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's makes it really easy to understand. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.